This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's random Chafetz Chaim Yomi. So, let's see what the Chafetz Chaim says on the story of Bas Parai. This is a classic teaching of Chafetz Chaim. It's brought in the Masai Lamelach. Ve'itzel Bas Parai k'siv b'pasuk ha'hei v'atishlach es amasa v'atikacha. V'atikacha. She sent forth, one pshat is she sent forth her maidservant, and then Rashi brings another pshat, she sent forth her arm. Uvarashi meha gemara soita yudbez amedbez amasa yada v'nishtarbeva yada amais harbe. Her hand extended many amrais. Now, presumably the daughter of the Pharaoh knew how long her arm was, and she knew the baby was out of reach. So what's she doing? Why is she stretching forth her arm? She knew full well that there was no reasonable shot that she was going to reach this child. She knew the measurement of the length of her arm. She also knew that when you stretch out your arm does not grow. And there was no way she would reach the floating crib in the swamp. She did not refrain from sending forth her arm to save Moshe. In the end, her arm grew. What do we learn from here? That even if you can't do, even if you can't achieve or accomplish, you should still try, even if it seems futile. Do not be lazy from trying to help and save someone who needs to be saved. Even if according to the way you see it, there's no natural means to save the person. Do not rest your hand. Don't just stand idly. Be involved to the best of your ability. And from there on, the rest will be carried out miraculously. Either the hand will grow. So you say, I tried that once. One time I tried to reach for something, and my arm didn't grow. Now, arms growing is only one possibility. Maybe a wind will come and blow it closer to you. That is the nature of miracles. Shemoifia tamid betur miluim. That it manifests always in different ways. Lihishtadlus hativa shekadmala. Miracles are only activated with through previous hishtadlus. Meaning, even if you think it's impossible, you hear about someone who needs help and there's no way to save them, okay? Write a letter. Well, what's that going to do? I don't know, but it's something. And from there on, maybe the letter will do something, or maybe it's something for the nest to be chalan. The way I look at it is when the Navi comes to the Isha HaShunamis. By the way, speaking of the Isha HaShunamis, make sure you join us. In 2 weeks, we're visiting the one spot in Eretz Yisrael that Reb Chaim Knievsky told people to go to, and he himself personally went there, and the stipler went there, to the Isha HaShunamis. But that was an unpaid advertisement. Okay, so the Navi says, listen, just bring all your jugs, and pour into one. And from there, a miracle happened, and then all the jugs were filled up. So very often, the way miracles work is you do some small act, and the rest is history. V'chein hu b'Yehoshua, V'haya kenoyach kapois raglei hakoyhanim noise arayin Hashem adoin kol haaretz b'mei hayardein. It was when the kohanim stuck their feet into the yardein, mei hayardein yikareson, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. Let me ask you a question. How were the waters of the Jordan cut off? The answer is the Almighty came and split the yardein. So why did the kohanim have to put their feet in? Do the feet of kohanim stop rivers? I mean, take a poll. Go into your shul. It's easier in Eretz Yisrael because, you know, by they duchen every day. So right after duchening, you can identify the kohanim. Ask them, you know, when they go into the bathtub, does the water split? When they go into the mikvah, does the water split? I mean, tell me. I don't think so. So then why do the kohanim have to stick their feet in? If it's 99.99% miraculous, why do the kohanim need to stick their feet in? The way miracles work is they're activated through a previous hishtadlus. And it's like that in most things in life. Everything in life is a miracle, but you sometimes have to make a small hishtadlus, and the rest is history. Now, there's a famous kasha of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Moshe Rabbeinu could have been called many names. Avigdor, Yekusiel, Yehoinasan. And Hashem says, I will only call you the name that the daughter of the Pharaoh called you, Moshe, Kimin Hamayim Mishisihu. As if this name is the most apt name to describe Moshe Rabbeinu. So I would humbly suggest that in fact, this is the secret of the success of Moshe Rabbeinu. This lesson, how do we know that? This week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Sneh. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Asura na ve'era hamara hagadol hazeh, madua lo yivar hasneh. What's going on here? Let me try to understand why the sneh is not burning. So the pasuk says, Vayar Hashem kisar lirois. The Ribbono Shel Olam saw that Moshe Rabbeinu did a little hishtadlus to try to understand this divine wonder. So Hashem explained to Moshe the mara hanevua. Why? Vayar Hashem kisar lirois. Says the Sfarno, Ukemoi, Umoshe ala el ha'alekim, Vayered Hashem al har Sinai. Why did Hashem come down and give the Torah to the Jewish people? The greatest divine communication in history? Because Moshe Rabbeinu did a little hishtadlus and he went up the mountain. So you see, all of the great madrigas that Moshe reached is because he took a little step. He wanted to understand why the sneh was not burning. Oh, Vayar Hashem kisar lirois. Umoshe Allah alaikim, Vayered Hashem al har Sinai. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu learn this from? That if you take one extra step, from there the Ribbono Shel Olam miraculously takes you the rest of the way there. Here it goes. It's from Ki Min Hamayim Mishisihu. His whole life depended on that. When Basya Bas Paroi saw him, and Vatishlach Es Hamasa, and it was impossible for her to grab him. And yet, because she stuck at her arm, the Ribbono Shel Olam Nishtar Beva Yada Amos Harbe, that koyach was injected in Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the future greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was invested in him in this act. And therefore, the best name to call Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Ki Min Hamayim Mishisihu. Have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.